Hello, and welcome to First Healthcare Compliance Podcasts. I am Catherine Short, Partnership Marketing Specialist. At First Healthcare Compliance, we help you with a comprehensive compliance management solution tailored to your business. A hospital, hospital network, healthcare practice of any size, billing company, or skilled nursing facility. As part of our complimentary educational series, we bring you experts from around the country to discuss relevant topics in the healthcare industry. Today, we will be discussing emergency crisis defense with Tay Sangpong, founder and CEO of NezTech Solutions. Tay Sangpong has extensive experience in information technology. He specialized in software and tech telecommunications industry, and is an expert in global network communications. He received a master's degree in computer science from Villanova University, specializing in networking design and architecture. Mr. Sangpong's previous career experience includes MCI WorldCom and Verizon Corporation. This hands-on experience provided him with the foresight to create a company that provides clients with a single communications tool, SIMC, Safety Information Multimedia Communications. SIMC connects corporate and staff without the burden of operational costs usually associated with safety compliance programs. His previous experience includes the design and implementation of the first electronic toll EasyPass system in the U.S., the 2000 Republican Convention, New Jersey Library and Public School Systems, major financial institutions, 9/11 Disaster Recovery and Verizon Data Center and Network Operations Center, a testament to Mr. Sangpong's knowledge, persistence, and focus on delivering the correct technology solutions for each client. NezTech Solutions Incorporated is an innovative business that provides a scientific-based approach to communication, enabling corporations to meet regulatory compliance and delivery of corporate messaging. They deliver real-time visual communications to strengthen corporate effectiveness in the area of safety and compliance for complex and multi-environment workplace. So, Tay, thank you so much for being with us today. So we know you're an expert in workplace communication, and now you have a company that provides advanced compliance communication to businesses. So today we're discussing emergency crisis defense. So the agenda today, we're going to discuss why it's important to have a more proactive emergency evacuation plan in place, and why most existing communications in the workplace are failing, and also how to prepare your workplace to be ready for uncertain situations. So to start the topic today, let's talk about emergency crisis defense. So what is that?
Okay, first of all, thank you so much, Catherine, for having me including into this podcast. And thank you for the wonderful introduction that you just made all about me. I almost forgot what I had.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Thank you.
Based on my experience, emergency crisis at workplace can be divided as a situation that caused a major disruption to a daily business operation, either caused by natural disaster or human actions. As a result, emergency crisis defense, it, in my opinion, is a plan that put in place to undertake in the face of emergency to keep the business operating and working without losing life or productivity. Eventually, it's more like a business continuity.
Okay, got it. And so can you tell me, how did you get involved in this and maybe some of the previous projects you worked on in this?
Sure, certainly. I would be happy to. As you mentioned, after graduate from with my master's degree in computer science, I am an engineer and a scientist by trade. I worked for one of the largest, research and development telecommunication company for a little over 10 years. Then I left to start my business, NezTech Solution. Back then, I was responsible for infrastructure design aspect for some of the major projects that everybody, kind of using every day, EasyPass, 9/11 disaster recovery, and global financial institution, Citibank, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, and whatnot. What I meant in the term of infrastructure design is everything that goes behind the scene to make sure that business can communicate effectively efficiently and safely in transmitting any information from A to B.
Okay, got it. My goodness. Boy, that sounds very complex. So how long did it take you to take that on, or to how long did it take you?
Well, I can give you an example, like an Easy Pass project. It took my teams about 3.5 years to complete to be able to launch the first electronic toll booth. The first toll booth, it was open in Delaware. We needed to make sure that all transactions were transmitted properly from the toll booth to the data center, to the government agency, to the customer service, and so on. We have to take into account all the possible scenarios that could jeopardize the communications. And we proactively have to be ready for any unexpected situation. You can imagine just like when you go home, you turn on the light in your house and you expect the light to come on. Or when you turn on a faucet, you expect the running water. We have to design the system to be ready for any uncertainty and make sure it runs as if it was normal when emergency strikes.
Gosh, yes. So it seems like there is so much more than meets the eye. Yeah, you have to think about all possibilities. So considering this is so diverse and complex, it seems like it could be applied to so many variety of industries. So how does this apply then? How do we apply this into healthcare and the healthcare industries?
So that's a very, very good question, Catherine. To tie back to the healthcare industry, it is essential to understand that to have an effective communication in a large facility and complex workplace, healthcare facilities like hospitals, they are no different. In fact, the nature of its business and environment impose more challenge than any other businesses. Now you are talking about rules, regulations, policy, private information, and whatnot. When an emergency occurs in a place like hospital, not only does it disrupt the business, but also it could impact life and death of the patient, physician, nurses, employee, family, visitor. Naturally, what happens is people are in a different state of mind when they are in a hospital. They are more prone to all vulnerabilities around them.
Yes, yes. So then how do we apply this then in today's world and this thought process then?
So the most important part in the emergency crisis defense is to eliminate all the confusion. We are living in the best time of our civilization where we have so many access to the information at our fingertips. Guess what? It makes us to believe that we have information we need until we need and find out that at the moment we don't have it. We can almost say that we are overloaded with information. Business must do a better job, to take the information out of the bad information. Especially during an emergency, business must have a robust plan that can communicate clearly to the people in what happened and what to do next during the emergency, not before or after. It has to move fast and fix things.
So can you explain to us then if everything's like moving so fast and there's so much information and then how come sometimes it fails? Why if there's so much information, why would current systems fail?
Sure. As we see, time after time, we all witness that. From 9/11 to San Bernardino and to Las Vegas event tragedy that happened recently. Believe it or not, I have the firsthand experience to see that when people panic, they forget. When the emergency situation like that happens, we all are asking for some type of communication to tell us what happened and what to do next. Imagine if we had a real-time visual guidance to communicate with people in that kind of situation. How helpful would that be? Over the years, business seemed to be good and collecting all the data and stats from the trainings and survey and so on. However, what we're failing is most current solutions often create a passive response and do not take into account human behavior. they are lacking of features and function that can be adaptable, nimble, and flexible to address uncertainty. BizNet today is dealing with so many parameters in equation, from diverse culture of people, large facility, complex facility, working under the pressure environment. And for this instance, hospitals are dealing with all types of people who most likely to be under a lot of pressures. At the moment, there is no one simple and unified communication platform that people can rely on for the critical messages until now.
Right. So with that in mind, and with these varied type of people, and with these pressures, and so how do you exactly do you measure that? What do you suggest? How do we address that?
So based on my experience, I mean, we found that, I mean, three root causes of the ineffective communication. First, we all are different. I mean, you, Catherine, me, or even all my staff and employee, we all have the human limitation. Second, we have the complacency. We tendency to have complacency too much too often of information, and that make us to be complacent. And last but not least, out of sight, out of mind. People only do things when people see. I mean, without seeing that all the time, they're likely to forget and don't know how to use it when the right time coming. Anything to do with the critical messages and emergency must be reinforced at all time, 24/7, in a way that people can simply understand. We must find a better tool to communicate with people. That tool needs to take into account human psychology and behavior. You almost have to present this into people's face, days in and days out. Repetition, repetition, repetition. The measure can be done by the simulating a real situation randomly and see what kind of reaction we receive during the emergency testing. Because at the end, again, what matters in the face of emergency is how business handle a disruption. And moving forward, we have to move fast and fix things, save lives.
So can you really save lives if everyone in the healthcare industry or if other industries have to do this, or if they took this approach or used this system?
Yes, definitely. I mean, the thing is, people will be much, much better to be informed, aware, and educated with all critical messages and emergency. Not only do we reduce the risk, we also provide the protection to the business itself. Business must be an open mind to take on new technology with a forward thinking. Workplace of the future must take into account human behavior to create a more engaging, and active participants. We have to understand who the audience are, what demographic they are. Are they young people? Are they old? Are they disabled people? Can they speak English or they cannot speak English? Business must think more cohesively about workspace, workplace, working environment. Why do we need certain things around us at the workplace? What is the real purpose of every element around us? That's the question that people need to take into account on every single day life.
So is this a realistic goal for the world and for our places?
I mean, if we can integrate all the data and information more effectively into the real situation, yes, it is, definitely.
Okay. So how would you say we would talk about this in a nutshell then? How to reach beyond a takeaway to make us think differently about this than before we were discussing this? Like, because these are all so many new ideas and something to think about. It's very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I have to admit one thing, that I'm an engineer. I like technology, okay? I mean, that's the whole point. I'm an engineer, and I like technology. However, what we have seen recently in the past 10 years, 15 years, technology become the problem itself. And I don't believe in any technology that, I mean, giving, making become the burden and I mean giving people, I mean the hard time to really utilize it. So therefore, I would suggest that business have to be more open-minded and be more creative with the new technologies. They have to look closer to what exactly they try to achieve and accomplish by using that technology. They have to find a way to measure the technology that they're planning to use. Think about how 21st century technologies can really help you and help everybody that who listening to this podcast. Do you have to think in a new way that, I mean, how this can help you to the new world, enhance your communication and system overall to improve your ability to do the work. Without effective communication, nothing else matters. Good technology is supposed to improve our life without becoming the burden. So moving forward to your days, just pay attention to how every single element that you see around you is meant to communicate something with a purpose. I would wrap that up, I mean, that way.
Very, very, very good. Well, this is really, really interesting food for thought. You're doing really, really amazing, interesting things. How do our listeners, how do they get in communication with you and with Neztech Technologies? How do they find you?
Well,
and
I mean,
Neztech Solutions.
Yeah, sure. I mean, normally, I mean, they can contact us through our website on the www.neztech.com. And I will pass this along to one of my co-workers. Her name is Charlotte Whiteman, and she can be the person that, I mean, give you some information about that.
Okay.
Thank you, Tay, for giving us that insight. And thank you, Catherine, for hosting us on this webinar.
Yes, thank you, Charlotte.
Yes. And thank you, everyone, for listening in. So if you would like to contact us further, you can find us at www.neztechs.com. And you can email me as the contact person. That's charlotte.whiteman, W-H-I-T-E-M-A-N, at neztechs.com.
Okay, great. And can we find you on any social media areas? Are you on LinkedIn at all or other places like that? Or should we just go straight to your website?
You can go to our website. You can also find us on LinkedIn under Neztech Solutions. You can find us on Twitter and you can find us on Facebook.
Okay, great. Wonderful.
Great.
All right. Well, thank you so, so much for joining us on the podcast today. We really appreciate it. And we'll look for you on those other formats there. And thank you so much. And thank you so much to our listeners also for joining us today. And we'll look for you in other podcasts and other formats there. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for everyone. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Catherine.
Thank you. Thank you, Tay.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.